If you're just joining us for today's second date update, Denise is on the phone and she met a guy named Russell, and their first date had all of the makings that a long-lasting relationship needs. It had tacos, a mutual love for arts and crafts, and an insane serial killer. It's really all you need to make a relationship work, and they had everything. So now she's confused why the dude isn't calling her back. They met at a craft store. He actually works there, and they agreed to go out for tacos. They went out for tacos, and after that, they went to go watch Dexter at his place because they were talking about it during the date. But since then, the conversation has kind of trailed off, and now she hasn't heard from him in a while. So we're about to get him on the phone and find out what happened. Are you ready, Denise?
Okay, thanks.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Russell, please?
Yeah, this is Russell.
Russell, how are you, man? This is Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning.
What is this?
Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
Why are you calling me?
Because I want to talk to you about something.
Are you hitting on me? Like, what? Why is there...
You never know,
no,
Russell.
Yeah. No, I'm not, but I am interested in craft store employees, so... Maybe someday, Russell.
You know, I work at the craft store. Like, what is this phone call?
We do a segment on our show called The Second Date Update. So we recently got an email about you from a girl named Denise.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Denise emailed us to see if we could get you on the phone because apparently you've stopped talking to her.
Of course I did.
What do you mean, of course you did? It sounds like you guys spent a lot of time together.
Yeah, I don't know what you would define as a long time. I mean, we hung out one day, like one night.
Okay, she told us that, but I just meant like a lot of time in that one day.
Honestly, how much do you know? Like, why would you be... I don't understand this phone call.
Well, we know kind of a lot about your date because Denise emailed us, like I said, and we talked to her about it, and she said that she met you because you work at a craft store that she goes to. And you guys went out for tacos, and then we're talking about Dexter, and then you went back to your place to watch some of the show.
I was honestly shocked that you guys could watch 3 hours of any show after margaritas, and neither one of you made any sort of move on each other.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah. She did tell you a lot, didn't she?
Yeah. Yeah. She did. Yeah.
She told us all about your evening, and that's why she's confused. Like, why'd you stop talking to her?
I stopped talking to her because she's got to respect me.
What?
How is she not respectful?
You know what? I'd rather this just go away. I don't want to talk to her again. And we could just move on from this.
Whoa.
Well, can you give us anything? Because she's really confused. I just want to be able to tell her something.
And I mean, if she did something to like disrespect you, she doesn't know she
did
it.
Yeah, she did. She did. Did she tell you how she finished the entire first season of Dexter without me?
No.
Well, she did. And that was supposed to be our thing, so obviously she doesn't respect me, now does she?
Wait, that's what you're upset about? Like, that's her disrespect, is her finishing the season of Dexter?
You're acting like it's not a big deal. We spend 3 hours getting into this series. This is what we bonded over. She takes off, and then she tells me a few days later that she finished the whole season without me. Yeah, that's a big deal.
Apparently, you sound really upset by this.
Yeah, because this is more than just a TV show. This is what we bonded over, all right? So it does, yeah, it kind of hurts.
What was your reaction to her when she told you that she finished the season?
She texted that to me, and to be honest, I was a little shocked. I wouldn't even say a little shocked. I was a lot of shocked, all right? To finish the whole season? I didn't even want to respond to her. I had to cool off. I had to take a few hours.
Wow. Huh.
You guys are acting like this is no big deal. This is a big f***ing deal, dude.
I can tell that this is very important to you. And that's why I want to tell you that she's actually on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
What?
Hey, Russell.
You've been on the phone the whole time?
Yeah.
I'm surprised you have time to be on the phone. I figured you're up to seasons 2, 3, and 4 by now.
Oh, my God.
I thought this was going to be our thing. I thought this was the start to our relationship. Hey, let's watch the show together. But I guess you had other plans.
Russell, we've never even kissed. we hung out for one day, and you're talking about the start of a relationship? Like, we hung out one time. We hugged. I don't think I've betrayed you here. I thought we just had a good time.
Yeah, we did have a good time. And then you had to go and finish season one.
I mean, okay, aside from that being a little crazy, it's kind of sweet that he wanted this to be your thing.
Yeah, oh, totally. I agree. I think that's really sweet. But, like, to just decide that, like, oh, this is really offensive and I'm just going to ghost right now because I watched the rest of Dexter is kind of a little insane. Like, I will absolutely go and watch all those episodes with you again, for sure. I had no idea that you were, like, this intense about we're watching it together.
I told you when it was done, that was the best first three episodes of my life. Did that not clue you in on how I would want to continue them with you? I mean, this is just a foreshadowing what our relationship would be, is that we would start something and you'd finish it without me.
Oh, no!
Oh, wow! Okay. Okay. Thought you were exaggerating when you said that.
Uh-huh.
And also, again, we're not dating.
I'm aware we're not dating because if we were dating, you wouldn't have finished the season without me. You did. You don't respect me. You don't respect the TV show.
Oh, my God. Are you being serious right now, or is this just
I'm
like
110% serious. This is why I haven't texted you back.
Oh.
You only care about yourself.
Hey, you're right. It goes so much deeper than just the TV show there, Russell.
Exactly. Thanks for understanding my position on this.
No problem.
Okay, while I do think that, Russell, you're being like way over dramatic, he does bring up one point. I mean, if you commit to a TV show with someone,
Totally. You
finish it with someone.
I agree.
Okay, absolutely. And had we agreed, I would understand where he's coming from. But since we didn't talk about it at all, he hugged me at the door and we said, hope we hang out soon. I didn't think I was disrespecting him or cheating on him by watching some episodes the next morning.
Cheating?
You watched it the next f-ing morning? Don't watch Game of Thrones or some sh**. Don't watch the thing we just started the next morning. That's crazy.
Principles.
Okay. Oh, my God.
You know how bad I wanted to watch Dexter, but I didn't? I was going to wait for you. In fact, the second you left, I was going to start the fourth episode. But no, I was into you. I respect you. Let's wait. Watch Dexter together. Nope. You just decide, I'm going to get some shut-eye. Wake up. Russell, I'm going to start episode four.
Oh, my gosh.
No.
You are crazy person.
Yeah, that's a little crazy.
I can tell you're fired up, Russell, but I have to ask, would you like to go on a second date with Denise? We will pay for it.
No, I don't have time. I have to catch up on Dexter.
Oh, man.
I have a feeling that, Denise, you may be over it, too.
Yeah, I think I'm f***ing over it, dude. I can't believe I even like you. You sound like the total opposite of anything that I would like, which is stable.
You know what? I don't need you. I don't need people that are cheaters in my life.
Wow. He is really low key.
It's important to him.
Yeah. Russell, I really hope you never meet anybody and start Breaking Bad with them.
Yeah, right?
I hope you never meet anyone because that's going to be the craziest, most toxic relationship in the entire world. And that's going to be before you guys even communicate with words.
Spoiler alert, I need to leave.
Oh, my God.
Is that all? I'm done here.
Yes, that's all, Russell. The episode is finished, and I'm glad we could all share it together.
Yeah, good for you, smart. Rub it in. I hope a girl never does that to you.
I hope so, too. And Denise, I hope you learned a valuable lesson today.
Absolutely. Don't date psychopaths.